Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 80. Lows dip down to about 58. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. 86 Saturday, with a slight chance of thunderstorms. 80 Sunday, chance for storms continues. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 70.
Mid-America Network News. Raleigh County police are investigating the theft of thousands of dollars worth of coins from a man in Manhattan. Officials said the theft was reported around 2:30 in Manhattan. Raleigh County police officers filed a report of theft of property or services in the case. A 78-year-old man was listed as the victim when it was reported that a known suspect stole various coins. The estimated loss associated with this case is $88,000. The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department and the FBI are asking for help identifying a suspected bank robber. Officials said an armed robbery was reported around 3 p.m. yesterday at Country Club Bank. Police said an armed, heavyset man around 5 feet 8 inches entered the bank, pointed weapons at employees, threatened them, and demanded money. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday, Team USA continues its FIFA World Cup 2026 journey against Australia. Coverage begins at noon with kickoff at 1:45. Then on Saturday, two Major League Baseball division rivals collide as the Mets take on the Phillies at 6 p.m. And Sunday, Spain meets Saudi Arabia in FIFA World Cup action at 11 a.m. Followed by IndyCar NICS racing from Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin at 1 p.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys! I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is pushing back against the state of Texas regarding the eligibility dispute surrounding Texas Tech University and quarterback Brendan Sorsby. Sorsby was at the center of a ruling that restored his eligibility to play in the upcoming season despite multiple gambling violations. The teams in the Big 12 then pushed back on the ruling, including Kansas State and Kansas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton threatened the conference, saying sanctioning Texas Tech is a violation of the law. Kobach said the dispute goes beyond party lines and his fellow Republican attorney general in Texas is wrong. Kansas State Mineral is taking center stage at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History. The state's official mineral, galena, is included with over 600 other rare objects and specimens representing all 50 states. It's a special exhibit commemorating America's 250th anniversary. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska's Board of Regents is set to meet today, where they have announced that one of the issues on their agenda will be considering a tuition increase for the university of more than 4.25%. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the regents will be meeting to consider that university's 2026 and 2027 spending plan, where it is the second year of their current biennium. Where, according to the conversation, they say the proposed 4.25% tuition percent increase is intended to address the cumulative impact of inflation-driven costs, with a statement from the University of Nebraska's president saying, quote, raising tuition is not a decision that we make lightly. We strive to deliver an extraordinary educational experience for each of our students, and the budget the board is set to consider reflects that commitment. It preserves and strengthens our need and merit-based scholarship programs while ensuring that we can continue providing an outstanding education that remains among the most affordable within our peers at university group. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844- Seed Tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington City Council approved appointment of Jason Cromie to an open seat on the board at the recommendation of Mayor Carolyn Pinnick. The other applicant for the post was Terry Morse, who had recently completed a term on City Council in January. Pinnick had served as president of the council, assuming the mayor's post as Garrett Edgar moved out of city limits. United Bank and Trust has entered into an agreement to acquire outstanding capital stock of the Bank of Commerce based in Chanute from Southeast Bank Shares, which will be merged with and into United Bank. The deal will include 15 locations in Southeast Kansas added to United Bank's 15 locations in Northeast Kansas for a combined $1.4 billion in total assets, becoming the sixth largest state charter bank in Kansas. United holds some $900 million in assets, while the Bank of Commerce adds some $500 million, and again is headquartered in Chanute. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County June 13th. Emily Becker, age 26, of Seneca, lost control. The vehicle rolled on O Road south of 136th. The driver was transported to a Topeka hospital. Work continues finding a leak at the Marysville City Swimming Pool, which delayed opening until late last week. The pool is now open with free public admission at this time. Citywide garage sales are planned this weekend in Okito, Friday from 8 to 7 and Saturday 8 to 5. Work on a mill and overlay project on U.S. 36 from the K87 junction west to Marysville has been delayed and will begin next week. In conjunction with an exhibit this month at the Art Center in Marysville featuring the work of a late Joe Oswalt, a bus tour is being organized to showcase his restoration work at St. Mary's Catholic Church at St. Benedict. The guided tour will depart the Art Center on Sunday, June 28th at 1:30, returning by 4:30. Cost is $15 per person. Seating is limited. Advance reservations are required. Phone 785-859-4260 or email marshallcountyarts@gmail.com. Participants may pay the day of the event. Continuing a series of stories shared by cowboy poet Ron Wilson, who spoke last week in Marysville, as he highlights Marshall County as the trails capital of Kansas.
A Treasure of Trails by Ron Wilson, Poet Laureate. As U.S. westward expansion began to pick up its pace, Kansas City, Missouri became the jumping-off place. This meant that westward trails became a key part of the story. Many of those trails crossed what became Kansas Territory. Traders with goods went southwest en route to Santa Fe, while free land in Oregon attracted homesteaders up that way. There's a point about the Santa Fe Trail we ought to celebrate. It had more miles in Kansas than any other state. Then gold was discovered in California's Sutter's Mill, and 49ers headed west, dreams of riches to fulfill. When we needed a quick way to deliver the mail, riders started across northern Kansas on the Pony Express Trail. Then the Chisholm and the Western Trails brought cattle to the north as young drovers saddled up and rode their horses forth. All these trails played vital roles in the history of our nation, whether business, moving people, or serving communication. So many trails crossed our state with all that this entails. We might say that Kansas has a treasure of trails.
Victor Wilson, age 90, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial Friday at 1:30 at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Victor Wilson. Nancy E. Whitebread, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Whitebread. Funeral services are Thursday, 11 a.m., Centralia High School Gymnasium for Weston D. Wes Gibbs, age 14, of Centralia, who passed away last Thursday. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery, the Popkus Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Wes Gibbs. Victor Wilson, age 90, of Hanover, passed away June 13th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial Friday at 1:30 at St. John's Catholic Cemetery at Hanover. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Vic Wilson.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers early on today, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible on a Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And more rain showers possible on a Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely in a Sunday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And more rain showers possible in a Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then some rain showers possible throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain showers possible on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-June 86, record high on this date 102. The average low 63 and the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning at 5:59.
We've been studying some old-time wisdom on insect control. We'll see how it stands up to modern science on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 18th. It is the 169th day of the year. Musician Paul McCartney has a birthday, and on this day in 1928, Amelia Earhart became the first female to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Here's some old-time insect control advice you might put to the test this summer. It says wasps and flies are easily killed like this. Dip a feather in oil and touch their backs with it. It clogs the lateral pores by which they breathe. The tactic would require a nimble hand with a feather, but a bit of research confirms that the science is sound. Horticultural oil, in fact, is used today as a cost-effective alternative to insecticides. When used in early spring, it's a potent tool for controlling overwintering aphids, mites, and soft-scale insects. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center knows fathers everywhere worry about the safety of their children. Happy Father's Day. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Basketball camps, football camps, soccer camps, and more. It's time to get those youth engaged for the summertime as many different sports camps are being hosted across the state of Kansas. The latest, a men's basketball team from Washburn University holding their annual kids camp, allowing kids to be active while having fun and learning the skills of basketball in their community.
Yeah, it's a blast. You know, I love just trying to help them get better at basketball, but then also, allowing them to come in here and have some fun. Be active, be around our players. It's a fun week at camp.
It's great. You know, there's a lot of good kids here. We're all trying to get better, and they've always had a positive attitude, so that's been fun. It's awesome because we have the whole team here mostly, so we all can just enjoy a good time and really get better.
At the same time, many communities say that Summer League Baseball has been extremely efficient, with more kids battling the heat and even some storms throughout the Mid-America region to try and get on the baseball field and enjoy that summertime season.
Another country great comes to Newkirk. It's Seven Clans First Council Casino. See the legendary Neil McCoy Saturday, September 12th. Neil McCoy in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino. Tickets are on sale now at SevenClans.com or at the casino box office. Neil McCoy live at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
One former high school athlete is recapping her career as one of the most decorated high school athletes across the entire state of Kansas. As Ashley Lehman of the town of Heston, Kansas, is wrapping up her career with 4 state meet individual records, 10 school records, and has made the Kansas all-time best high school girls list in 7 different events when it came to track.
On this track, I like lane 3 because it's a 6-lane track, but at like Wichita State, I like lane 5. Yeah, I love the track. I love atmosphere, especially at the state meet, so really just thrive off that.
We knew that she was a pretty special athlete, so yeah, you never quite know how things will develop over time, but there was definitely a piece of that when she entered the program that we knew she was going to have a lot of success in the years to come.
She wrapped up her final year in track for high school in Heston, securing her first ever state title, snapping her aunt's longest standing school pole vault record, and says she's looking forward to moving into the higher education realm. Mid-America Network Sports.
At Kinsley Mortuary and our family of funeral chapels, our funeral directors are experts in helping to create meaningful services that are unique and honor you or your loved one in ways that are special. Personalize a service with options that meet your expectations and budget. From traditional burial or cremation, choose from a full service, memorial celebration, or something more private for the family. In your time of need or through advanced planning, contact Kinsley Mortuary, Haddon Funeral Chapel, Hanover Mortuary, the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, or Ward Funeral Home.
The Corner Bistro and Diner, formerly the Empty Cup in Marysville, has you covered. They've got all your favorites, delicious breakfast, mouth-watering sandwiches, sizzling barbecue, fresh-made pizza, and hearty entrees. Plus, don't forget their specialty coffee bar with sweet treats and pastries to start your day right. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 9, and Sunday and Monday, 7 a.m. to 3. Come down to the Corner Bistro and Diner, where great food and good company meet. Follow them on Facebook for updates.
This is Stacy Latta, your local Farmers Insurance agent, proud to be a Marysville Bulldog Booster. Whether it's your home, car, or family's future, we're here to help you protect what matters most. As part of this community, I'm dedicated to serving my neighbors with personal service and reliable coverage for your needs. Call me at 785-562-5169 or stop by and see me. Stacy Latta, your local Farmers Insurance agent today. And go Bulldogs!
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Looking for a way to expand your clematis? Or should I say clematis collection? Try starting new plants from seeds this summer. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Once the seed heads turn brown, shake out the seeds and collect fat or swollen ones for propagating. Remove the feathery attachments. Pack the seeds in a plastic bag filled with a mix of equal parts of perlite and damp peat moss. Place in the refrigerator for at least 3 months. Plant the seeds in a flat or shallow container filled with a seed starting mix or mixture of equal parts damp peat and perlite. Keep the soil moist and move the flat to a sunny location as soon as the seedlings appear. Be patient. It can take up to several months for seeds to sprout. Transplant seedlings into individual pots once they have at least one set of true leaves. Your new plants may not look like the original, but the surprise results add to the fun. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For about a decade's worth of time in the 1800s, this Nebraska town was the end of the trail for thousands of cattle being herded north to rail lines. The cowboys and cattle created many tales in this town, and the story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
From about 1874 to 1884, Old Front Street in Ogallala, Nebraska, was a bustling place.
It was a place for the cowboys when they came up from the Texas Trail. They drove cattle from Texas all the way up to the railhead here in Ogallala, and those cattle were being transferred back to the Chicago stockyards. And there was a tick disease on the cattle down in Texas, and so they were quarantined, and so that basically ended the cattle drives to Ogallala.
Stacy Bauer and his wife own the Old Front Street location here, where those cowboys would enjoy life after the long multi-state cattle drives up the Texas Trail. Sometimes those ranch hands enjoyed life a little too much here.
Very rowdy, the old saloon style that you see in all the movies. And there was 9 murders in the streets here as far as like cowboy shootouts and things like that, arguments.
Today's Front Street sets along a route that has been traveled for many years.
We do have 2 trail markers in the corner of our parking lot. One's Oregon Trail and one's the Great Western Trails.
Near Front Street, you'll find what is today known as the Mansion on the Hill, the finest residence in the town when it was built in 1887.
On the hill it was built by a gentleman waiting for his mail-order bride to show up, and she never showed, and so kind of interesting as well.
L.A. Brandhofer built the large home with 10-foot ceilings and 18-inch thick brick walls for that bride who never showed, and he never married.
It's a 2-story brick house, basically, that was quite ornate and nice for the time period.
The fact that you can see a reproduction of Front Street here is a story in itself, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Ogallala, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
People love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
When the day asks a lot of you, it helps to have a side-by-side that has your back. Meet Honda's totally reimagined 2026 Pioneer 1000 lineup. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite model is coming soon. With a powerful 999cc engine and smart features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and 4 selectable ride modes, it makes work easy and still has plenty left to play hard on the trail after a hard day in the field. The new Honda Pioneer 1000. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Stream running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compactive, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet. You flash graze it. You still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. It's also a good idea to provide fresh water rather than allow them to drink from the stream because it could be polluted with contaminants. Learn more about streamside grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When everything changes, what remains true? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Job 1, Job loses his wealth, his servants, and his children in a single day. Yet instead of cursing God, he falls to the ground in worship and says, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job's response reveals the foundation of biblical stewardship. God is the owner, and we are his stewards. Everything we have, our money, possessions, opportunities, and even the people we love, is ultimately entrusted to us by his hand. That truth won't remove grief, but it can steady us in it. When we remember that God is both sovereign and good, we can hold his gifts with gratitude and trust him in seasons of both abundance and loss. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
Marshall County Community Band continues their summer concert series Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m., free performance in the Kester House Gardens downtown. Lawn chairs encouraged. The series continues Thursday evenings in June and July, 7:30 p.m. Thursday at the Kester House Gardens in Marysville.
Looking to jazz up your corn and soybean rotation? How about sunflowers? That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. You don't see many sunflower fields in Wisconsin, but when in full bloom, it's quite a sight. The 2022 Census of Agriculture shows only a tad over 1,500 acres planted in the whole state. But University of Wisconsin Extension has toyed with the idea. Ben Brockmuller is a research technician for Wisconsin Extension.
Sunflowers can handle poor growing conditions a lot better than corn and soybeans. And they're a very adaptable crop. There's kind of a saying that you can grow a decent crop of sunflowers on a rock pile. And so they can perform well in conditions that corn and soybeans would suffer in. And so it definitely allows for that diversification of risk components. There's also the diversification of markets. You're not locked into whatever's going on in the corn and soybean markets at the time.
Of course, there's always a downside. UW Extension Regional Crops Educator Sam Bibby.
You don't have to wait for them to drop to lose seeds off the head of your sunflower. I mean, birds will do that for you very happily. So we have found that planting bigger fields and further away from the woods is always a good call. We planted one small, like, acre and a half field in the creek bottoms just because we thought it looked nice by the road. There wasn't even a point in trying to harvest it. It was picked clean before it was dried.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Washington. Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade,
save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a 6-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Fire and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The red winter wheat harvest season has officially started across the Central Plains, with our state of Kansas being well underway across the entire state. Let's get an update from the fields for the winter wheat harvest. Harvest Report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours, or you can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. The unfolding Kansas winter wheat harvest is exposing a starkly fragmented production landscape across the high plains, defined far more by extreme hyper-local volatility than any broad regional averages. Speaking in a state briefing, Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin reported that while cutting progress remains slightly ahead of the traditional five-year pace, the overarching storyline of this harvest is the dramatic county-by-county yield disparity. Gilpin noted that combines are tracking devastating lows of just 10 to 15 bushels per acre on severely drought-stressed dry fields, yet traveling just 20 or 30 miles down the road, localized pockets that caught timely spring moisture are turning out pleasant surprises closer to 40 bushels per acre. This wild yield variance is creating a highly unique logistical puzzle for regional elevators and co-ops. Managers report that the combination of severe early season free damage, lingering wheat streak mosaic virus, and a historic lack of spring rainfall has thinned out stands significantly, bringing total initial truck volume down compared to normal seasonal intakes. However, the grain that is making it to the scale is exhibiting remarkably resilient quality metrics. Average test weights are largely holding a steady line right at 60 pounds per bushel, accompanied by excellent protein levels. The primary hurdle for producers right now has shifted from crop condition to field management. Extreme afternoon heat is accelerating maturity in remaining stands, keeping combines running late into the evening, while spotty, unseasonal rain delays are forcing operators to jump between active cutting. We'll continue to keep you updated on the red winter wheat harvest as the season rolls on. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Of consolidation and tight profit margins are making dairy farmers think about switching to beef production. Here's what to consider on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When the day asks a lot of you, it helps to have a side-by-side that has your back. Meet Honda's totally reimagined 2026 Pioneer 1000 lineup. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite model is coming soon. With a powerful 999cc engine and smart features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and 4 selectable ride modes, it makes work easy and still has plenty left to play hard on the trail after a hard day in the field. The new Honda Pioneer 1000. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Consolidation and tight profit margins may be thinking of switching to a beef operation. The most likely candidates are at the end of their career or discovering their dairy isn't competitive in the current environment and are looking for another way to make use of their farm. Joe Horner is an extension ag economist at the University of Missouri. He says typically you can run about the same number of beef cows on a farm as you can dairy cows, and there are many similarities in their care and use of resources. However, there are important differences as well.
The big one to start with is probably income. Gross income on a dairy cow is probably 6 times what it is on a beef cow producing feeder calves. Likewise, the labor requirement's about 6 times as much on a dairy that it is on a beef on a per cow basis. You're talking about 50 hours a cow versus 5 to 10 on a beef cow. In terms of number of heifers, we've typically got a 30% cull rate on dairy cows and maybe a 10% cull rate on beef cows.
Financially, in a beef operation, most of the wealth comes through land appreciation. The capital turnover is where Horner sees a big difference.
If you just take capital invested divided by gross income to get an idea of the number of years it takes to turn over your capital on a farm, on a good well-run confinement dairy, you're probably talking about 3 years to turn over your capital. And on a beef operation, on a cow-calf operation, depending on how land extensive that is, it's probably 10 to 15 years. It's a much slower business financially than a dairy operation.
The good news is you don't have to milk beef cows every morning and night, and it's easier to get away from the farm for a few days. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about switching from dairy to beef at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There are still many factors that have the ability to impact the wheat crop as it gets closer to harvest. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson-Onofre discusses a few concerns she has for the crop and what growers might be seeing in their fields.
What we'd call diseases or maybe late season stresses on those fields, including black point. So if you have a field that's fully matured and then you have some rain, you can get a little bit of fungal growth on the kernel, and that can cause a black tip to your kernel. The other thing that can happen is we can get sooty molds on just the outside of the chaff, and they can kind of go hand in hand with that black point, with that kind of black kernel development in our grain, right? So those are a couple things that we should watch out for, especially here as we're kicking off harvest through parts of Kansas that have gotten moisture.
She says what else could be caused from recently getting precipitation.
We are seeing a good amount of whiteheads, and that can be freeze damage. It can be a number of things like hail damage, but it can also be disease issues, right? So we are seeing a good amount of what we call dryland foot rot or fusarium foot rot throughout the state. It's called dryland foot rot because we see it more in these springs where we have early drought conditions, right? So we have early drought conditions followed by a little bit of moisture. We tend to get dryland foot rot. So, you know, you might go out to the field, you think, oh, this is freeze damage. But if you actually pull up those tillers, remove the lower leaf sheath, the lower leaf tissue on the lower stem, you actually see almost a chocolate brown or pink color. And that's the fungus that colonized that lower stem, cut off the plant's vascular tissue, and really caused that whole tiller to die.
There are many reasons for whiteheads in wheat, and Onofre explains another contributing factor.
The other thing that can cause whiteheads is fusarium head blight, right? So we did have a good amount of moisture and rainfall around flowering in the southeast corner of the state. And we are seeing fairly high levels of fusarium head blight in the southeast corner of the state, right? In most of the state, we didn't have the moisture for that to take off, but it is something that we're going to have to keep an eye on as we're harvesting in the southeast there.
That was Kansas State University wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson-Onofre with what issues wheat growers could be seeing in their fields as we get closer to harvest. Keep up to date with Harvest in Kansas at kswheat.com. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Thursday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we've remained mostly lower across the board, and that has been the theme since the start of the day. For the seeds market, all red numbers across the board, and these numbers are gradually going deeper into the red. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be lower all across the board, and the hogs, they are mixed as of now. In the corn market, July corn down 4 3/4 at 4.16 1/4, and September down a nickel at 4.24 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July down 11 1/4 at 6.41 1/4, and September down 11 1/2 at 6.48 1/4. In the oats market, July oats up 6 3/4 at 3.13 1/4, and September up 4 1/2 at 3.30 even. In the bean market, July beans down 8 1/4 at 11.23 3/4, and August down 7 1/4 at 11.29 1/2. Soybean meal for July down 3.50 at 3.01.30, and August down 3.80 at 3.01.20. Soybean oil for July down $1.66 at 69.88, and August down $1.65 at 68.48. In the canola market, July canola down 8.70 at 7.30.30, and November down 11.10 at 7.35 even. In the cotton market, July cotton down 87 cents at 76.03, and December down 2 cents at 79.77. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 63 cents at $100.50, and December September up 61 cents at $100.22. The euro for September is down to $1.15, and December is lower as well at $1.15. And the Japanese yen for September is down to 62 cents, and the same goes for December, down to 62 cents. Looking at our afternoon stock market numbers, and the stocks rebound from Fed sell-off as oil prices slide and chip stocks rally, with the Dow Jones currently up 214 points, the S&P 500 up 84 points, and the NASDAQ up 426 points. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions.
Check out the all-new 2026 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. They have a 1500 model RST, a 1500 model LTZ71 package, and a 1500 model High Country Edition with the Z71 package. Plus a 26 Chevy Colorado, it's a four-wheel drive Trail Boss, priced under $45,000.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks have rebounded from yesterday's losses, with the Dow Jones adding about 154 points since the opening. The S&P headed into the midday higher by 0.75%. The NASDAQ this morning gained 1%. Oil prices, meanwhile, fell after the White House announced that a memorandum of understanding was in the works to end the war with Iran. Three supertankers hauling 6 million barrels of oil altogether have passed through the Strait of Hormuz since. 225,000 out-of-work Americans filed their initial applications for state jobless benefits in the week that ended June 13th. That's a decrease of 4,000. Economists describe the current labor market as stable and in a condition of low hiring and low firing. Even one of the biggest companies on the planet cannot avoid the surging prices for computer memory. Apple CEO Tim Cook tells the Wall Street Journal that price increases for some Apple devices are, quote, unavoidable. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When you support local, everyone wins. Your dollars stay right here in the community, supporting our schools, creating jobs, and growing the economy. When you visit Marysville, there's friendly, personalized service and unique products you won't find anywhere else. While you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful, locally owned Marysville businesses.
Dive into adventure at Blue River Eye Care's Under the Sea Kids Vision Day. Join us June 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. for an afternoon packed with snacks, prizes, games, and ocean-themed fun. Eye exams are free for kids age 0 to 5 and just $50 for ages 6 to 10. Give us a call at 562-2631 to schedule your appointment for Kids Vision Day at Blue River Eye Care, located in downtown Marysville.
Before the sun's up and long before life gets busy, Temps Disposal is always on the road. From farmhouse to back roads, Temps offers reliable rural trash pickup to Marshall, Washington, and Gage County. With weekly routes to construction size cleanup, call Temps Disposal at 562-5360. Outside of town to off the beaten path, Temps delivers dependable service down every road.
Start your morning right with Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville, with fresh, made daily donuts and pastries that are short to satisfy your sweet tooth, paired perfectly with a hot cup of freshly brewed coffee. Open Tuesday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 to noon. Whether you're grabbing a quick breakfast or treating yourself, you'll taste the homemade difference every time. Stop by Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville today.
Supporting local does more than just check items off your list. It directly strengthens your community in ways big box or online shopping often doesn't. Thank you for keeping it local all year long. This message brought to you by One Marysville and KNDY.
The Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington. It's a great time to step into a new pair of work boots at the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Grab 15% off all U.S. boot inventory, from work to dress boots. Made in America, U.S. Boot makes high-value boots to ensure complete consumer satisfaction. And right now,
get 15% off any U.S. boot.
Only at the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
KNDY.